Well, as we take a look at how the crops are faring across the country, we start off with the good news.
Rain benefiting crops like cotton, peanuts, in much of the south and southeast.
USDA meteorologist Brad Ribby, who says, for example, the cotton condition is holding strong and even improving a bit. But that's a stark contrast with the corn numbers, with a chance of a record corn crop no longer an option. In fact, the extreme dry conditions have the crop on the brink of devastation.
Only 31% good to excellent this week, 38% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were substantially better, not great, but better, at 40% good to excellent and 30% very poor to poor. That 38% represents the highest amount of the U.S. corn rated very poor to poor since the end of the 1988 growing season. That year, the corn crop peaked out with 53% of the corn very poor to poor on August 21st, 24 years ago. Last year, the crop looking much better at this time, 66% good to excellent, 11% very poor to poor. And we now see in 13 of the 18 major production states for the U.S., at least one quarter of the corn is rated very poor to poor. Right at the top of that list, we have Kentucky at 77% very poor to poor, Missouri 72%, and Indiana 71%, at this point being the hardest hit.
And Ribby notes that the nation's soybean crop mirrors the declining corn crop.
Soybean condition, like corn, continues to tank. 34% good to excellent, down 6 points from a week ago. Meanwhile, the percentage of the crop rated very poor to poor, 30% on July 15th, up 3 points from a week ago.
Ribby adds that at least half of the soybean crop is rated very poor to poor in four states. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.